Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this July 15th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff here. We're welcoming into the studio two of our new friends, Two Hearts LLC. We're going to talk a little bit about the music benefit coming up that they have for the Never Forgotten Honor Flight. We have Peter and Lisa with us. Good afternoon, you two.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for joining us, you guys. You may have noticed I avoided your last name because I was afraid I was going to muck it up. Peter,
that's
how do I say
quite
that?
All right. It's pronounced Schweckle. Think of Freckle on a Schweckle.
that's the best
mnemonic that I can put out there. That's good. We are Two Hearts Catering, Two Hearts LLC. Two Hearts Catering is our DBA name.
Yeah.
We have been in business for probably about close to 7 years now. We started out as a smaller company, event planning, and
pandemic
grew quickly
hit.
To a catering company, and we've launched several avenues since then. Been in a couple different places, worked with a variety of different people. We have a fantastic crew that we work with currently. Our executive chef, Chef Scott Keller, came over to us from Midstate. Scott and I have been friends for years, and he came over and assumed the role and took the helm of the culinary program that we have with Two Hearts, and we kind of took off as a rocket from there. We were also joined by Jody Gellerman, who is a fantastic general manager and sous chef. So the two of them are a dynamic duo that pretty hard to beat in the kitchen. We have a whole host of ancillary staff and kitchen staff, as well as marketing and planners and front and back of the house. And I can't say enough about our crew. They're a fantastic group of people, and we give them high marks every time we do an event, whether it be charity or whether it be a wedding or a party or a private event. We did a recent private event for Tom Tiffany. High marks there. We do everything from little baby showers on up to 300-400 person weddings and things like that. So if you're looking for food and you're looking for event planning, you're looking for bar service, we're the place to come.
I want to send a shout out to Jody. I don't want to get in trouble if I don't. No, she's great. And your team over there is fantastic. I'm curious, getting into this industry, what made you both want to start doing this? What made you want to get into feeding the community, if you will?
Well, it was an easy transition. I mean, I'm a nurse by trade. I worked as an RN, did a lot of travel nursing for a number of years. So kind of caring for people and taking care of people and meeting their needs is kind of in my blood. Lisa is a fantastic, caring person. My wife, we've been together 12 years. I've seen her pour her heart out into the community, helping little kids, elderly, you name it. We've helped cancer people. We've helped handicapped. We've helped lots of people. So it really is an easy transition when you have that kind of a heart.
Yeah. You made me smile with that, Peter. My Nana was a nurse, and she would go on to work in a couple of restaurants, mm-hmm. and some things. And for her, there was such a connection between what she did as a nurse and what mm-hmm. she did feeding people. So just hearing that is a really unique connection there, and that's very cool.
Yeah, I think mainly because tying that in, we really pushed the farm to fork episode. I know that's kind of an old cliche. A lot of companies do that and they use that, but we really mean it. We search out the best purveyors of the best product possible. We use a lot of the local products, local farms, local product from the farm.
We hit CD Acres a lot.
Yeah, a lot of local vendors, bakers, you know,
great potatoes.
All those things. We try to use those kind of things just to promote local business as well, because we know what it's like to be a small business in the community. Mm.
Lisa, as you have a wonderful menu over there, can we give everybody a little bit of an idea of the kind of things that you guys serve at Two Hearts Catering? It might be the toughest question I give you today, because it's a pretty exciting menu that you guys have.
It's everything.
Yeah. Maybe a better question or a better way to word it is, if you are going to have Two Hearts Catering, can I request certain things?
Yes.
Hmm,
Scott
excellent.
Will tell you that we are different from any other catering company.
That's very unique.
We can cater and do something unique, such as a family recipe. an heirloom passed down from year to year. Pass on the recipe, we'll make it, we'll adapt it, whatever you want. We can do that.
That is very
unique. We can do an old family Italian meatball recipe for you.
Oh, you just hit my heart with that one. Oh, that, yeah, that's right.
We specialize in Italian-American, but we can do Greek, we can do farm-to-table, we can do old-school recipes, like Lisa said, fresh baked breads, you know, pastries, pies. We have a wonderful pastry baker that we have on contract, Tori Rakowski from Treats by Tori. We use her product all the time.
Big
shout out to her and her company. The pies are wonderful. So, I mean, we hit the
cupcakes were at the wedding on Saturday.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We hit all the marks when people smell our food, because we like to cook on site as much as possible, just to give people that flavor, because you eat with your eyes and your senses before you actually taste it.
You smell fresh chicken on the grill over there, and you're hungry.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. So we kind of present all the five senses when we bring the food to the table.
I had this in my notes, Peter. You already you teed me up perfectly. One of the things that I've heard talked about with your catering, Two Hearts Catering, so much is the food being prepared there, and not only the smells that everybody loves, but the freshness and the warmth of that food being really what people are looking for. More and more people want that, and you guys are able to deliver that. Appreciate it. Oh, that's a great picture.
Yeah, we don't want to be known as a cookie cutter box catering company. That's kind of our trademark, if you will, that, you know, we cook
Poor
fresh.
Jody
we
and
cook
Daniel.
that bring that home taste to your table, the Italian farm table.
Yeah.
Bring that whole persona picture to you, and people can get that image, and then they like, okay, we got to try these people.
I know we're together to talk about the music benefit coming up, but I did want to take a little time to talk about your company, because it's so amazing. It's so great. And that's a big part of what we do around here is buying local, supporting local. We encourage people to reach out to you guys, and we'll give you the information on how you can do that before we wrap up today. But if you don't mind, I want to shift into the music benefit that is coming up. The proceeds are going to the Never Forgotten Honor Flight, something that's very close to our hearts around here. Out of Wausau, yes. And this is one of those events that is not only going to be fun and bring so much of our communities, and I do mean communities, not just one area, but all of our local communities together to take in this event, but also something that while we're enjoying this benefit, we can also take, you know, have in the back of our heart, the front of our mind, a good feeling of we're doing some good here. We're really doing some good here. Let's talk a little bit of, we'll talk a little bit about the benefit in a moment, but I wanted to ask, I noticed with Two Arts Catering, with the amount of time that you guys have been around, you guys, I feel like you're always been attached to something like this. It seems, as you touched on a little bit already, Peter, that's another key part of this company to you all, is not just feeding our community, but also supporting the community.
It seems to be about every other year we've done an event. Yeah. We've done Toys for Tots.
That's where I've had your food.
Yeah,
that
Toys
was
for
it.
Tots.
Well, that
it
was actually something. Wasn't out to be...
Touch a Truck. I'm thinking of Touch a Truck, I think.
It was the Toys for Tots, and we had the dueling pianos about 5 or 6 years ago at the PAC.
Oh, that sounds so familiar.
And then a couple of years ago, we did the Malcolm, raised a bunch of money for him and his family, and this year we're back with this.
Yeah.
To be honest, with full transparency, the food that was actually at the Toys for Tots was presented by our good friends
from Great Expectations. Amy and Ryan.
But Amy and Ryan are fantastic friends of ours, and we've
that
done
was them.
Many
we
events
weren't
together
catering them. As, we were just planning.
As, you know, partner catering companies. So
great company as well.
We don't hold. We try to lift every other catering company here. We look at them as competitors, but we also look at them as friends.
Yeah.
You know, I think because it's near and dear to our hearts, we do try to do an event every couple years or at least once a year. This year is the Never Forgotten Honor Flight. There are lots of veterans in this community. There are lots of people that have ties with veterans in this community. So,
well, and this came up because we're working out of the VFW.
Very true. We are working out of the VFW. You can find us there, out there at 2711 Redden Road. Monday through Friday, and if you don't find us there, you can certainly reach us by email, text, Instagram, or Facebook. We're all over social media. The thing is, We have a branch of our company called Two Hard Strings. We kind of came up with that cliche name, but it has a lot of meaning to it because it is touching the heartstrings of the community, reaching out and providing this music benefit because so many people have ties to veterans, and it means a lot to support them, support the VFW, support veterans who have done so much and provided the ultimate sacrifice for us. So giving back to them is our way of saying thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's impressive to me because when I see, to be honest, especially with anything involving our vets, I am a sucker for that. It hits my military heart as well. But I will say that it's one thing for a big conglomerate to do something like this. Yeah, credit to you. Good job and everything. With a company that is doing well, but still working to get bigger and stronger and everything, you don't see that often. But you guys, from your inception, you've pretty much been doing this. As you mentioned, Lisa, you guys every year have been doing something along these
every
lines.
So
it truly does seem to be is almost as important to you as that menu and feeding this community.
It is, because I think mind, body, and spirit, you know, going back to the whole nursing thing, I think if you take care of the entire person, you're taking care of that person. You're reaching out to them, because, and this is a great morale booster to the community, even as busy and
music,
you know,
and food.
Yeah,
we've got the bands coming out. We've got
more,
Chatterbox Catering coming out with Kathy.
You can't go wrong.
And we've got Cheesy Ways bringing out the ice cream truck. And we've got Taco Social joining us.
Let's get into the event. Let's get into the details of this. Again, the Two Hearts LLC Music Benefit coming up July 20th, 10 to 6, over at 2711 Redden Road, right here in Wisconsin Rapids at the VFW. Can't miss it. Who's going to be performing at this one, you guys?
That would be leading off with Chase Kunches. I probably murdered his name. But
no, actually, much better than I would have done, sir. Chase has been on the air with us a couple of times, and I've messed it up in front of him.
He's a personal friend of ours. And we love his music, and he brings in a lot of different people and different musicians community. He does open mic sessions at various places,
and
he really promotes the music end of the what we're talking about in this community. We also have Jerry Schmidt Trio coming out, and Jerry is well known in the community.
Mm-hmm.
He is very big supporter of veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was really busy this coming weekend, but he made time. He said, let me come out there for 2-3 hours and play for you guys. And that's what he's going to do with.
He'll be in the middle of the afternoon.
Excellent.
Part of his group.
And then we'll end up the day.
And then we have Country Legends, which is a old time country band that plays a lot of the old time music that people are very fond of. You know, I have fond memories with my stepdad, Bob, just going and riding and catching salmon up in Algoma and listening to the big old box radios and listening to the old country music. And that a lot of people have memories tied to that kind of stuff. And so we wanted to kind of close out the day, bring that piece to the event as well. Because, again, people have memories that are tied to all these things, food and music and fellowship and family and friends. That all means a lot to somebody.
It's, it can be, you guys know this better than I do. It can be tough to, okay, well, what do I have of food that all these different types of people will like? So you usually
That's why
have,
we're trying to be basic. Taco Social.
Yeah,
we
you
got
have
some
a little
of that
bit of
covered. We've got some ice cream covered because it's going to be July.
Yes, you have a little bit of the everything covered,
yeah.
and you kind of do that with the music as well, where you're kind of covering your bases here,
exactly.
And very family oriented, family friendly.
There will be a photo booth there. There will be
we've Ben Holberg with Lifeline Entertainment.
We've got a 50-50 raffle that the VFW is doing. There will be a beer tent for those that want to partake in that.
Sean will be covering the bar.
Scott is. Preparing some ribs and chicken with his world-renowned barbecue recipe,
mm-hmm.
and that's mouth-watering in itself, just smelling that on the grill. It'll be wafering through the whole VFW site.
Oh, yeah.
So Kathy, like Lisa
Kathy
alluded Havitz to,
with Chatterbox.
She'll be coming out for Chatterbox. She's very well-known in the community as a fellow veteran herself, as I am. I've been was in the Navy for 17 years, so I think we're kind of covering all our bases, you know, and reaching out to our friends, and they have, the they in the community and our community as a whole have really poured out and donated and committed themselves to giving raffle baskets or cash donations. I want to give a big shout out to U.S. Bank and to
Urco Worldwide.
Urco Worldwide. They've donated a nice cash donation. I've also reached out to a lot of other businesses, and they're looking at donating as well.
There's a whole bunch.
I think there's just too many to name. We're going to be putting out a big thank you on social media, as well as putting it on a tag board at the event that day, so people can just look and see, hey, the community really came out. And we are a small community, and that's what the Wisconsin Rapids does.
Yeah.
I mean, if nothing else, we are a blue-collar community, but it doesn't matter how rich or poor people are. They pour their heart out into this community, and I have seen it time and time again. My family's been here for well over 100 years, and I've seen it year after year after year after year. You know, something comes up in this community, somebody needs help, and the community pulls together.
Yeah. Yeah,
we love being a part of this community.
I say it all the time, there is no community like this one. Anywhere. You're not going to find a community anywhere in the area, anywhere in the state, anywhere in the country like this one right here. Lisa, you were mentioning that there's going to be raffles, some silent auctions. Wanted to remind people of that, too. You got 50-50 raffles. You can't have an event without raffles. That is one thing Central Wisconsin will demand. We need raffles as a part of our events. Yeah. So you guys got
raffles.
That, huh?
We've got raffles.
Got raffles.
Picking up things every day this week.
Yeah, she's running around like a crazy person.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can hear a little bit of tired, but also a little excitement in your voice. You're still excited about it. That's great.
Well, I still work at Home Depot early in the morning.
That's a long day.
Early. Mm-hmm. I'm usually up at 3 a.m.
Well, and to mention that as well, it's a credit to anybody being able to, especially with what you guys have done in these last couple of years, of growing this business. It'd be one thing if you were able to, this is all I have to focus on all day. But there is usually another gig that you have to do, or just life in general that goes on.
I drive to and from Viroqua to nurse, and I drive to and from Home Depot. Luckily, we live down the street.
That is lucky. But that does speak to what it takes to make something like this go on, and the heart that it takes, no pun intended, to be able to make a business like this. So you do all of that, and then you get to the end of the day, and what do you guys decide to do? How can we give back? How can we put back into our community? After all of that, and you're still wondering and still looking for ways to put back into our community, it's part of the reason we have your back so much. We want to support what you're doing.
When we started this company, we lived by four tenants, and I've kind of carried that through, and Lisa's supported me in that avenue, it's our community first, our staff, and then our vendors, and then the bottom line last, okay?
We love and care for our staff like they're family.
We look out for our staff, we look out for our customers, and we look out for our vendors. And then the bottom line, you know, that is just part of running the business. Yeah. I think that's kind of where we came up with the name Two Hearts. We're giving two hearts to her, Lisa and I. When we started the company, it was just us. And then we had a couple more close friends became part of the company. And we're still ties with them. They've moved on to other things, but they have ties. My brother was our first original chef, and we have a family business, truly a family business. Whether we're family by blood or we're family by heart, all our staff, we feel like a family, and we kind of fight like a family at times too, but I think that's just part of the name of the game.
Yeah.
You know, when the end of the day comes, we come together and we get the job done, and our customers have praised us up one side and down the other. And I'm not just tooting our horn, it's because we stand by our work, we stand by what we do.
And we cook with love.
Mm-hmm. And it shows. It shows, you guys. It really does.
Love.
The Two Hearts LLC Music Benefit, with the proceeds going to the Never Forgotten Honor Flight, is coming up July 20th, 10 to 6, over at the VFW at 2711 Redden Road, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Enjoy some great music, some great raffles, and of course, amazing food. Be down there for that and check that out. And guys, if people want to sample your catering, they want to find out more about Two Hearts Catering, how can they do that?
Well, they can message us on our website. There is a spot that they can message if they want to inquire about other catering. If they, like I said, parties big and small, we cover it all.
Two Hearts LLC1.com
is our website. Again, twohearts LLC1.com, the number one. You can't remember anything else. Number one is right at the end. We are the number one catering company in this community, I believe, just because we bring something different. And then you can also find us on social media, through Facebook, through Instagram, through Twitter. You can stop by the VFW. We love to see you and meet with you and sit down and talk food.
Yeah, yeah. I cannot thank you all enough, not only for your company, but for what you're doing for our community. Keep up the great work. And the door is open, okay? We want you guys to buy more. You did too good here. This is your first time on the air. You did too good of a job. You're going to have to come back now, okay?
That sounds like a plan.
Great. Thank you, Peter. Lisa, thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Thank you for having us.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.